Patrick McGinley, congratulations. Another league title for Fannad. It's always difficult to win at once, but back-to-back, it's another great moment for all involved.
That's brilliant, Chris. It really is a brilliant feeling. It just goes to show the team we have here and the character that everyone has, and there's real hunger for success. I think that showed going back-to-back. It's a very difficult league, so winning it back-to-back shows the quality we have.
Yeah, and you've won it with two games to spare. Conditions today were pretty terrible for good football, but you know, you scored three goals and there was a little bit of decent play out there trying to keep the ball down.
It was a horrible day down here with the one, but you know, I think we did play some very good football in the first half, and I think three goals we got were very good, and it shows that, you know, one of the elements we can play a bit of football, and then the second half we managed the game well and seen it out 3-0-1.
Yeah. Now Swilly did beat you earlier on in the season. But today, you got off to pretty much a dream start. That early goal, I'm sure, settled things.
Listen, Swilly is a very good team, like, and we knew from earlier in the year, and they beat us in the league, that it'd be it wouldn't be a matter of turning up. But 101 got the goal early, it settled things, and we were able to build on that.
Yeah. And then two strikes from Edward O'Reilly. When he went in at half-time, you know, it wasn't a case of mission accomplished, but you were halfway there.
No, it wasn't, definitely not mission accomplished, but you know, when you have that cushion, you know, we tried to build on it, but ultimately we knew if we played our game and played the football we could and managed the game, we'd hopefully that we'd come away with the one, which we did.
Yeah. And during the season, you know, as it went on, were you feeling pretty confident that you could retain the title?
Well, that was the outset from this time last year when we did win it, and look, we had an awful lot of injuries throughout the year, and we do have a very big squad, and we've got an awful lot of young players playing on the development team, and we could bring them boys in and out. But ultimately, that was the goal from the start of the year, and you always want to win trophies, and we didn't have the luck we wanted in the cups, but you know, we'll go again next year and try them.
Yeah, and you could see it even today now, a couple of subs coming on, but you know, there's a pathway there. There's a lot of good fellas coming through.
Aye, which is great to see. There's an awful lot of good footballers down these parts, and awful lot of young boys coming through. We like them, scored big goals with this year, so it's great that them boys have a pathway through now to the first team.
And finally, just a word on the management team. You know, once again, great work being done behind the scenes.
Aye, Arthur and Paul and everyone else behind the scenes are top class. You know, they've really built that squad now. From the difficult times of the senior league that people chat about, they were there, you know, and they've kept that same core, and they've built in it, like, and they're reaping the rewards now, which is good to see.
Listen, many congratulations. No doubt there'll be some refreshments afterwards.
Aye, we'll enjoy tonight.